Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Large-scale polluters can be big business, and so taking action against companies that contribute to greenhouse gas emissions can be bad for business. But House of Delegates Democratic Whip Alfonso Lopez of Arlington says it's worth the risk. And during a debate on the House floor earlier this year, he invoked the musical Hamilton to make the point.
Taking action across multiple states would also contribute to improved air quality for better public health across the region. It makes sense for Virginia to be in the room where it happens, actively engaged.
But Stephen Hayner at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says Virginia would be throwing away its shot of enjoying reduced rates of carbon emissions that would happen anyway, even without paying the extra premium on energy bills.
Power companies are moving in this direction anyway. They are moving away from coal, and they are reducing their carbon emissions, you know, on their own efforts. So I think it's somewhat, you know, kind of virtue signaling to try and basically say, well, we made them do it even though they were doing it anyway.
Ultimately, voters will end up making the call on this one. The Republican-led General Assembly has resisted efforts for Virginia to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And so if Democrats take power this November, Virginia could join the group as early as next year. I'm Michael Pope.